sun up to sun down to sun up. I no get time, I dey chase my breath. If your body fire, no fit quench my thirst. Nothing fit to make a nigga die first. If you stand up, ready for the war. Ready for the war. Baby, baby, no evidence. Wanna wait, baby, no delight. Wanna wait, baby, no delight. Wanna wait, baby, no delight. Baby, baby, no evidence. Wanna wait, baby, no delight. Wanna wait, baby, no delight. Wanna wait, baby, no delight.
Magic moments. I will say, I don't know if it was my ears. I don't know, but I may have heard one curse word in that song. I don't know, though, because it was a different kind of language in a way. So I would like for you to review your own song, and if you have one curse word in there, I will go back in there, radio edit that song. All right, guys, you got to remember when you're sending things to radio stations, make sure it's radio edit at all times. All right, you don't want to sabotage yourself by sending a radio station a dirty version. Send them clean versions of your song. It's your, you get, this is your time to shine. All right, and you want to shine your best. All right, you want to be your best. And the only way you be your best is if they ask you for something specific, then send them exactly what they ask for. Okay? Please send them exactly what they ask for. And don't be special. When I mean don't be special, don't be extra. If they say, hey, Soul Kid, send me an MP3 radio edit with your one sheet by our EPK. With a nice greeting, and that's what they ask for. Send them that. Don't send them, you know, they ask for one single song. If they ask for, send me your best song, send them exactly what they ask for. All right, don't be like, well, I got like five best songs, so I better, you know, don't do that. I got five best songs, so I'm just gonna send them all five, and it's gonna be fire. They're gonna love it. No, they're not. Because what you did was you failed the assignment. The assignment was to do exactly what they said so you can rinse and repeat. Consistency. Consistency, right? If you know you got a door open, okay, don't worry. If you play by the rules and you do exactly what they say, that door is going to always be open. You know how many people I have from 10 years ago that still send me songs and I love them so much? Because they do exactly what you ask. And they come back. Like Emily James, one of my very first artists here at 104.5 back in 2010. Emily James, still one of my favorite interviewees, one of my favorite people to connect with whenever she's got a brand new song coming out. She's like, DJ BJ, I got a new song. And she sends me the bio. Or she'll send me, actually, she's passed the bio. But she may upgrade her bio and say here's the revised version. But she'll be like, here's the information that you need for the new single. I'm releasing it February 4th. Can you play it on February 4th for me? Always. Good karma. All right? When you do exactly what somebody says, that's creating a good relationship. You know, that's it. All right. Also, I did want to go back and say this, guys. Whenever you're doing these releases for like an EP or an LP or a single, and you're inviting these individuals to your actual pre-save, all right, take that same formula for your shows, okay? Don't just think, because here's the thing. I'm a 40-year-old guy, all right, and I'm busy, all right? So let's just say you invite me to an Instagram or a Facebook event. And you guys know everybody invites everybody to a Facebook event. I bet you if we look at our Facebook notifications right now. We got about 7 events probably this weekend that would coming up that we can go to. So that's really not effective anymore. What I would like for somebody that wants me to come to their gig, inbox me. Seriously. When's the last time you individually inboxed somebody and said, "Hey, Miss Jackson, I got a show in Chicago at Untitled, January 6th. I would like to see you there. You're one of my favorite people. Miss Jackson, it would be lift up my spirits. It'd make me smile the whole night if I seen you walk through them doors. The show starts at 8 o'clock. It's the Untitled Suppers Club. I would love to see you there. Take care. Love ya." All right, that simple. Now, that was an invitation. It was a personal VIP private invitation. But when Miss Jackson goes to check her inbox, instead of getting that nagging notification that says, "You've got an event at Untitled with 50 other 100 other people that are interested." Most people don't even put going. They just put interested. "Oh, I'm interested." To me, interested means not going. But I'm nice enough to let you know that I seen it and I'm supporting you. Good job. That's what that means to me. All right. Inbox them, guys. Let's take this another step forward. Let's be intentional on how we want to people to receive our messages. Anyways, I'll be right back. Another one from collegeradiodirectory.com. That's another one. And Get Away. Get Away is the name of that song. And I'll tell you what, that was the cleanest produced track I've heard all year long. The cleanest track I've heard all year. No, seriously, though. It was, I mean, when I say all year long, honestly, it was a great track. And I've heard a lot of great songs. The levels were fantastic. Now, a lot of people ask me, DJ BJ, now you guys know I studied communications and broadcasting in school, as well as intern at a million-dollar recording studio, and we worked with a lot of wonderful, wonderful artists. I remember back in the day, now y'all, this is true story. I was an intern at 106.7 The Point, Clear Channel Radio, Hub City Radio, and also I was working at this studio called the Aberdeen Recording Studio, which was a multi-million dollar studio, and I was doing something downstairs, wrapping up some cables, and I was walking, going into the control room, all right, and into the lobby walks a 15-year-old young, I think she may have been 15 or 16, I can't remember, let me just finish the story and we'll get to it, but walks through the lobby with a gang full of engineers and producers, Taylor Swift walks through the lobby, and somebody's like, hey, we got a new recording artist coming through with Big Red Machine Records, and we're going to have you sit in on the session and learn how to engineer and run the boards. I said, okay, cool. I didn't think anything of it. To me, at the time, Taylor Swift was just a brand new singer. All right, this is back in like 2000. I'm going to say this was like 2005, 2004. I think it was 2004. I got the pictures and stuff down here at the studio. Big Machine Records. That's right, Young Band 100. That's exactly who it was. Big Machine Records. You know I got my story together. But this is true facts. I got documentation to prove it, but hey, I don't care if you believe me or not. It happened to me, so I don't care what you think. But but come through Taylor Swift and her gang of folks, and they're like, you're going to run the boards, you're going to learn how to engineer and do some mixing and stuff. I said, Roger that, all right? And got to talk to Taylor Swift, this cool little kid at the time. This youngster, like 15, 16 years old, and chopping it up. I was like, where are you from? She's coming from Nashville, and they was, you know, in the area recording, doing some stuff, doing some shows. She was actually doing a fair. She was doing these festivals and fairs and stuff, and happened to do the Brown County Fair. That's what it was. Opening act at the Brown County Fair for Brooks and Dunn. It was like Brooks and Dunn or Garth Brooks or something that was playing that night. It was a big deal. But anyways, got to meet Taylor Swift. Then after that, I don't even know where I'm going with the story. Yeah, I have no clue now. I'm lost in my own story. But the fact is, I'm talking about levels, all right? We're talking about My Baby by Soul Kid. Soul Kid. The levels were so clean on that. And a lot of you guys need to understand one thing when it comes to mixing and mastering your tracks, all right? When it comes to mixing your tracks, every little individual track that you're mixing, all right, we want to go into each channel and make sure that it's not clipping, all right? And also when you bulk different, you know, where you mute and you solo, you mute, all right? You want to make sure when you start clicking unmute and you're starting to, you know, mix these tracks together, each track does not go past negative 3 dB or negative 5. You want to be in the sweet spot. Negative 3 dB to negative 5 dB. All right? And it's very important. There will be a little bit of red line here and there if it's like a bass guitar or a bass or let's say a kick drum or something like that. That's going to have a little bit of that red line low end, but that's a low end sound. All right? These are things that your engineer will know. But you want to make sure that overall master mix at the end of the day, not the mix. I'm talking about the master mix. All right? There's a difference from mixing and mastering. Big difference. But that master mix needs to be negative 3 dB and negative 5 dB. And if you do that, when you send it to these radio stations, they'll play your song. Sometimes when you don't send somebody a well-mastered mix at a radio station, for sure, they won't play it. They will not play it on the air because it doesn't meet the level qualifications. There is an actual real level that radio stations have to have their music at. And if you don't send us a mastered mix correctly tracked, you will not get played. And a lot of you guys are probably like, oh my God, is that the only thing that stopped my music from getting played at 104.5? Was it because I didn't have a great master mix? Yes! Sometimes that could stop you. Just one simple thing. Yeah. And so, like, some of you guys get to hear some of my criticism, constructive criticism, that is. I heard this beat the other day, and I told the artist, I said, hey, do me a favor. I said, take those keys down. They're drowned in your vocals, and they're coming in distorted. They're coming in hot. Sometimes you're that synth pad that you're putting behind some things that can also drown and distort that track, that overall mix. So be careful with that. Anyways, I got to get back to the music, guys.
Never told you how I felt. Now you're with somebody else. And every day I kick myself. Babe. And so very randomly, you pop bright into me. It's like it was meant to be. Surprising, the smile on my face gave me right away. Cause just one look at you felt like a breakthrough. And I didn't know what to do, so I say you can text me if you want, but only if you want. You know my number's still the same, not to put pressure on. You can text me if you want, but only if you really want. And I know it's such a shame, but you're still the one I want. Still the one I want. Still the one I want.
Punks go to the movies a couple of times, do a little necking, and you think you're
in love. Hey, how you been? Good to see you again. I missed you. You look good. How's your mama now? I know things ended fast, but that's all in the past. Let's catch up if you want. You know what numbers to smash. You know what numbers to smash. Did I really just say that? And I try to take it back, but it's way too late for that. You know, and the way you're looking at me feels like pure ecstasy. Cause it's so plain to see that you're not over me. Cause by the look in your eyes, I could see your surprise, and the smile on your face gave you right away. And just one look at me changed things totally. And I still don't know what to do, so I say. Text me if you want, but only if you want. You know my number's still the same, not to put pressure on. You can text me if you want, but only if you really want. And I know it's such a shame, but you're still the one I want. 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 And you can text me if you want, but only if you really want. You know my number's still the same, not to put the pressure on. Still the same, not to put pressure on. You can text me if you want, but only if you want. And I know it's such a shame, but you're still the one I want. Still the one I want. Still the one I want.
Still the one I want. I love that song too. Man, it's been great hanging out with you guys here. I got another song. I'll be right back.
Never told you how I felt. Now you're with somebody else. And every day I kick myself, babe. And so very randomly, you pop right into me. It's like it was meant to be, babe. And by the look in your eyes, I can see your surprise and the smile on my face. Get me right away, 'cause just one look at you felt like a breakthrough. And I didn't know what to do, so I say you can text me if you want, but only if you want. You know my number's still the same, not to put pressure on. You can text me if you want, but only if you really want. And I know it's such a shame, but you're still the one I want. Still the one I want. Still the one I want.
Punks go to the movies a couple of times, do a little necking, and you think you're
the one. Hey, how you been? Good to see you again. I miss you, you look good. How's your mama now? I might know things ended fast, but that's all in the past. Let's catch up if you want. You know what numbers to smash. You know what numbers to smash. Did I really just say that? And I try to take it back, but it's way too late for that. You know, and the way you're looking at me feels like pure ecstasy. 'Cause it's so plain to see that you're not over me. 'Cause by the look in your eyes, I could see your surprise and the smile on your face. Get you right away, and just one look at me changed things totally. And I still don't know what to do, so I say. Me if you want, but only if you want. You know my number's still the same, not to put pressure on. You can text me if you want, but only if you really want. And I know it's such a shame, but you're still the one I want. 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 And you can text me if you want, but only if you really want. You know my number's still the same, not to put the pressure on. And I know it's such a shame, but you're still the one I want. Still the one I want. Still the one I want.
Well, I hope you found, I hope that one texts you back, man. I hope the one that you still want is now in your life and in your hands. And if not, I pray and hope that one of these days you'll find someone that actually texts you first instead of texts you back. You know, I pay attention to little things like that. I guess that's just the old man in me. But I watch if I'm texting someone, and I'll just be like, okay, I find that I'm always texting them first. Let me give them a chance to text me first. And if it goes a couple of days where communication has completely stopped, then hopefully next time I run into them, I'll be like, hey, man, I haven't heard from you in a while. And then they probably would respond with, I haven't heard from you from a while. I know, I text you last. I was waiting for you to respond. You know, it's easy things like that, folks, that you have to remember to communicate. I always tell anybody that's in my inner circle, communication is key. Communication is key, folks. If you want to have a, that's the only way to build a great relationship anyways. But we're talking about building relationship with radio stations. And why would we not take our same concept by communication? All right, you've got to be able to communicate with these radio stations. And I'm telling you guys, if you haven't got the new edition to collegeradiodirectory.com, today's the day. Today's the day to get over 400 radio stations that are wanting and willing to play your music. That simple. And you can always use my name to save you some money on ordering that product, all right, but just use DJ BJ Clark for collegeradiodirectory.com. Now, how to get the most out of, you know, getting your music played on radio. I'm going to give you a brief summary here, and then I'm going to call it a day, because it is New Year's Day, and I want to enjoy it with the ones I love. So, and also, you guys know I gotta go for a run. I gotta get my miles in. All right, it's a light day today, so I'm only doing about 7.5 miles. But still, I want to get my miles in. How to get the most out of your college radio directory and radio just in general? I want you guys to make sure your songs are radio ready. What does that mean by radio ready? Well, I'm going to tell you like this, folks. Radio stations will not play your music if it has any curse words in it. I mean, it's got to be clean. All right? Now, a lot of people are like, no cursing whatsoever? No cursing whatsoever. All right? Now, if you don't know how to take out the curse words in your song, we have professionals. We have professionals that actually work with 104.5. We have a company called Blitz Avenue Records. Those guys do a lot of radio edit for us here personally at 104.5. We also, Blitz Avenue Records, that's right. Blitz Avenue Records, you can find them on Instagram. It's Blitz Avenue Records on Instagram. You can find them from my page as well. But Blitz Avenue Records does offer radio cleaning service, as well as College Radio Directory. They offer a radio cleaning service. Go check them out on the website. But you need to have your song radio edit. Now, we were talking about the master mix level. All right? When you send anyone your song, you want it to be mastered correctly. All right? Now, you want those levels to fall somewhere in between -3 dB and -5 dB, or your song will get rejected. It's that simple, and I know it's so tough, but that's just how music is nowadays, folks. There's rules to this, and I'm the one just trying to help you get in the game, all right? I'm like that coach that really wants to see you play, so we're going to teach you the rules. So to do that, make sure it's radio edit, make sure your master levels are correct, also, make sure you send clean versions. I already said that. When emailing stations, that's the next thing, guys. When emailing the station, make sure the subject line should be like this. Music submission, make sure you put your genre. All right? Let them know what kind of style of music you're into. All right? Could be hip-hop, R&B, jazz, could be pop, whatever. But make sure you put that in there. As well as, if you guys are sending mailing in CDs, do the same thing. But I always tell people, when you're sending the email, add a bio, add a one sheet, or send them the EPK. That's that simple. Okay? And here's your golden ticket, folks. I haven't said this all show long, but I need you guys to send us your ISRC numbers attached underneath the MP3. Now, you ask DJ BJ, DJ BJ, why do you need the ISRC number? That right there is like a barcode, all right? And what happens is every quarter, just like we came to the end of this quarter, I have to go in and I have to submit to BMI and ASCAP and all the pros, what is PRO? P-R-O. That's Performance Rights Organization. And I'll get to that in my spiel here in a second. But I send out this big, massive list of songs that we play here at 104.5. And if you don't send the ISRC number, you will not get your royalties. I had 3 people yesterday thank me because they received a check from ASCAP and BMI. I was like, awesome. Congratulations. But that just shows you guys, people are receiving their royalties. And I want you to be one of those people that get to receive a check from BMI or ASCAP. And I'll get back to that BMI and ASCAP thing here in a second, folks.